Welcome back to the OU's Avastarabinasan. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning the second chapter of Avastarabinasan. We had previously discussed the equivalent of the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and it ends with the concept that we should make a fence around the Torah. And we discussed in some detail how Adam did that when he instructed Chava not even to touch the tree from which the pre-Eitz Hadas grew. And since he did not instruct her that not touching the tree was his own fence, then unfortunately bad things happened, because when she touched the tree and nothing happened, she figured she could also eat from the tree with impunity. So having discussed the fence that Adam made, we're now continuing in discussing other fences that we're told other people made. So Halacha Aleph says, Ezehu siyag she'asasa Torah ledevreha. What's the fence that the Torah made around its words? Harihu Omer, Torah tells us, V'al isha benidas tumasa lo sikarev, that a man may not draw near his wife when she's at her monthly period. Yachol yihav kena v'yinashkeha v'yadaber ima devarim b'teilim. So I might think that he could hug her and kiss her and say sweet nothings to her. Talmud lomar lo sikarev. That's why the Torah tells us not to draw near. Yachol yishani ma bebagadeha al hamita. One might think that one could just sleep platonically in the same bed. Talmud lomar lo sikarev. The Torah tells us not to draw near. Yachol tirchots befaneha v'techo ineha. I might think that she could do up her face, make up nicely for him. Talmud lomar v'hadua b'nidasa. Kol yomim shebinidasa tiyeh b'nidui. She should have an element of distance when she's in this time of the month. Mikan amru, therefore the sages tell us, kol ha-minuvelas atzma b'yemei nidasa ruach ha-chamim nocha hemena, that a woman who does not make herself attractive at this period of the month is pleasing in the opinion of the sages. V'kol ha-miska shetes atzma b'yemei nidasa ein ruach ha-chamim nocha mimenu. And a woman who does herself up nicely at this time, the sages are not in favor of this behavior. So that's a little piece for Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis is somewhat larger. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad, shekara harbei, v'shana harbei, v'shimesh tamid chachamim harbei. So there was a certain person who learned a lot of Torah and learned a lot of Mishnah, and he also attended to the words of the sages. Now let's see what that means. The Binyan Yehoshua says, l'hasbiro susumos ha-mishnah v'tamim, so delving into the meaning and the explanation of the Mishnah, what we call Talmud study, that is what it means to go after the sages, the words of the sages, and this is based on a Rashi in the first chapter of Maseches Shabbos. So it was a very studious young man, umes bechatzi yamav, and he died very young. He fulfilled half his days. Vahisa ishto natalis tefilav, and his wife took his tefillin, v'chozeres b'bate kenisios u'b'bate midrashos, v'hayisa tzo'ekes u'bocha, v'amr lahem rabosai, k'siv b'toraschem, ki hu chayecha v'orech yimecha, bali shekara harbe v'shana harbe v'shimesh tamid chachamim harbe m'mnei ma meis b'chatzi yomav. So she took his tefillin, and she went around to all the shuls and all the yeshivas, and she cried, and she wailed, and she said to the teachers there, why did my husband, who learned a lot of Torah, die so young? It says in the Torah that it's your life, and it's the length of days, so explain to me why he didn't have a long life. V'lo haya adam sheheshiv davar, and no one had an answer for it. It's a very difficult thing, and no one could respond to this. Pam achas nizdamin la Eliyahu zechon al bracha, and once she encountered Elijah the prophet, Amar la, and he said to her, Biti mipnei ma at bocha v'tzoakas. So he said to her, my daughter, why is it that you're crying and wailing? Amar lo, she responded to him, Rebbe, bali shekara harbe v'shana harbe v'shimish tamid chachamim harbe v'meis b'chatzi yomav. She said, Rebbe, my husband was very learned, very studious. He spent all his time in the Beis Medrash, and he still died young. Amar la, he said to her, Keshebas bi nidascha ka asan yamim harishonim mahu etzlach. When you had your period, how did he treat you in those early days? Amar lo, she said to him, Rebbe, chas v'shalom shlo naga bi afilo be'etzba ketana shlo. She said, Rebbe, God forbid, he didn't touch me even with his small finger. Alakach Amarli. Rather, he said to me, Al Tigi Bekelim Shema Tivuli De Safek. In fact, he instructed me to be very diligent when it came to handling utensils so that I should not create a situation of doubtful ritual impurity. So Eliyahu continued his questioning, Ka'asan Yamim Ha'achronim Mahu Etzlach. And how did he treat you in those later days? So what does it mean, those later days? We take a quick look in the Binyan Yehoshua. It says, Shambe Gemara Isa Bezehaloshen. So this is how the Gemara puts it. B'me Livonach, in your white days. Mahu Etzlach, how was he then? Uperish Rashi, Kigon Zava, Shesoferes Zayin Nikin, Mishipascha, like a woman who has an issue who counts 7 clean days from the time that the issue stops. Vetzricha lihiyos loveshes levanim, and she needs to wear white clothes, libedika, in order to inspect herself. Shema tira vetisosa svirasa, because maybe she'll have spotting or a stain and it will ruin the counting of the clean days. So that's what we're talking about here when it talks about those last days. So how is he in that period? Amrlo, she said to him, Rebbe, achalti imo, v'shasisi imo, v'yishanti imo, v'begadai al hamita, u'basro naga b'basri, avalonis kavin l'davar acher. So she said, we ate together, and we drank together, and we slept together in the same bed, but not in a sexual way. Amrlo, so he said to her, Baruch hamakom shehargu, blessed is God who killed him. This doesn't mean, you know, that he's glad he died, but rather it means that this person was not free from sin, you know, that everyone has sins, and he discovered an area in which this person was deficient, and that certainly God would be justified in this person. You can't say, oh, he was a pure and perfect person. Shekach kasu v'Torah, because it says in the Torah, V'al isha benidas tumasa lo sikarev. It says, don't draw near to your wife when she's in her monthly period. Harihu Omer, the Torah tells us, Ish ish al kol sa'ar b'saro lo sikrevu. It tells us not to draw near to any forbidden relationship. Mikan amru, and from here the sages determined, Al yisyached adam im hanashim b'pundak, that a man should not stay alone in an inn with a woman, afilu im achoso v'imbito, even with his sister or with his daughter, mimnei das habrios, because of what people would think. Quick explanation of Das Abrios. We'll look in the Binyan Yehoshua. Shechashudim oso she'ein hakol b'kiyin b'krovim. That people would suspect him of illicit relationships because not everyone's going to see and know who his relatives are. So if they see this man check into a hotel room with a woman, they don't know it's his sister. They don't know it's his daughter. So we should take that kind of protective measure. Furthermore, Lo yisaper im ha'isha b'shuk. He shouldn't speak with a woman in the marketplace. Va'afilo im ishto, not even his own wife. Ve'ein tarach lomar im isha acheres, and there's no need to say another woman. Me'meit anas habrios, because people will talk. So again, they won't know that that's his wife, and word will get around. Lo yelech adam achar ha'isha, and a man shouldn't follow a woman b'shuk in the marketplace. Va'afilo im ishto, even his own wife. Ve'ein tarach lomar im isha acheres, and certainly not another woman. Because, again, people will see and they'll jump to conclusions. Let's explain that following. A woman, G'nai Hadavar, it's a shameful thing. Rashi B'Brachos, Daf Samachalaf, Amad Beis, it quotes a Rashi there, etc. It says, V'koha Over, Achurei Isha B'Nahar, Ein Lo Chelek Lo Mahabah. Anyone who follows a woman crossing a river has no share in the world to come because she lifts up her skirts, and it's not a proper thing for a person to do. So a man walking behind a woman, it's not sneistic. So nemar kan lo sikrevu, v'nemar lahalan lo sikarev. So we're told in one place not to draw near to forbidden relationships. We're told someplace else not to draw near to a woman in her menstrual period. L'davar hamevi lide avera lo sikarev. So we shouldn't draw near to anything that could lead us to sin. Harchak min hakior min hadoma lakior. You should keep away from anything that is offensive, which the Binyan Yehoshua says is davar shehu gnai labrios, something that's shameful, or anything that appears to be shameful. Amru chachamim harchak mechet hakal shema yaviacha lechet chamor. And the sages said that we should withdraw from even a small sin so that it doesn't lead us to a big sin. On the other hand, haveiratz lemitzvah kala sheyaviacha lemitzvah rabba. On the other hand, you should run to do even a minor mitzvah because that will bring you to do great mitzvahs. Harihu Omer, and it says in Shir Hashirim, bitnecha arimas chitim suga b'shoshanim, that the metaphor is that the woman's belly and the woman in the Shir HaShirim is a metaphor for Israel, so that the belly is like a mound of wheat surrounded by roses or by lilies, depending on your translation. Bitnecha arimas chitim, the belly that's like a mountain of wheat. Zu Knesset Yisrael, this is the people of Israel. Suga b'shoshanim, and the surrounding hedge of roses. Elu shivim zakenim, these are the 70 elders. So again, the Binyan Yehoshua. Elu ayin zakenim, these are the 70 elders. Shafilo kesuga shoshanim lo yifritzu behem pratzos, that the hedge of roses, even though it's not a brick wall, it still keeps people from making breaches. Davar acher, another explanation of this phrase from Shir HaShirim, b'necha arim aschitin elu mitzvos kalos, that the belly like a mound of wheat, these are the light mitzvahs, harakos suga b'shoshanim, and they are fragile, like surrounded by roses. Bizman shisra osin oson, have mivin oson lichai halom haba. And when the Jews fulfill these mitzvahs that would be easy to trample on, they assure a life in the next world for themselves. Ha ketzad, so how is this to be illustrated? Ishto nida imo babeso, a man's wife is a nida, she's at her monthly period, and she's with him in the house. Ratsa mishamesh, ratsa eno mishamesh, v'chi adam ra'ohu, o adam yodea bo shiyomer lo klum. And if he wants, he can have relations with her, he doesn't have to have relations with her, who's going to know, who's going to say anything to him? Ha'eno misyare elamimi shepoket al hatvila. The only one who's going to know is the one who commanded the matter in the first place. So the thing that makes him refrain is a fear of God, not a fear of man. V'cheinata omer b'chala, and you could say the same thing about taking challah from the dough. V'cheinata omer b'reishis hagez, you could say the same thing about taking wool from sheep and giving it to a kohen. Elu mitzvos kalos harakos k'shoshanim, these are the light mitzvahs that are fragile as a rose. Shebizman shisra osin osan mivius osan l'chai ha'olam haba. And these mitzvahs, when a person observes them, because they'd be easy to violate and get away with, these are the ones that assure someone gets life in the next world. Okay, that's Halachas Aleph and Beis. Join us next time. We will continue with Halacha Gimel, and we'll learn all about Moshe Rabbeinu.